It's our biggest number ever. So we're really excited about that. We have loads of people on a waiting list that we're trying to get through. So unfortunately, we couldn't accommodate everybody, but we're expecting a big turnout. And can't wait because it's our 10th edition of this race.
Yeah, a good weather forecast can be so important for the mood of these kind of events. It should really be a great occasion in the sunshine tomorrow.
Yes, really, it looks fabulous. But obviously, sunshine brings with it. We may need to make sure people are hydrated as well. So, we would remind runners and anybody that's coming along to the event to make sure that they hydrate in advance, and then for the runners themselves to make sure they make use of those water stations that we have out and about, and we've added a few extra as well, given the forecast. So, but the sun is definitely expected to shine in Travan tomorrow.
Let's talk a wee bit about the event itself, Jacqueline. Maybe you can talk us through the route. You mentioned it's the 10th year of the event. Does the route change from year to year, or is it the same every year?
So we've had a few changes of this route, but we have made a big enough change this year. We've decided to change the start and the end. So we're running around a lot of the streets in Strabane Town for the first 3 miles, and then we head out to Lifford, down the N15, then back into Clady, up the Ernie Road, and then we've made some slight changes to the finish area. So it goes on to the A5 and down Bradley Way, and then over Bridge Street, and then it comes over the pedestrian bridge, which will be quite iconic coming into the racetrack over the pedestrian bridge, and then into racetrack for the race finish at Melbourne Sports Complex. So it's we're excited because it means that maybe people from Strabane Town can come out and hopefully cheer along these runners. It'll just, hopefully bring a bit of a benefit to some of the businesses in the town as well that, might open their doors a bit earlier and, greet all these people coming through.
10 years of the event and 1,500 people expected to take the start line tomorrow. The Strabane Lifford Half Marathon, it must look now to what it did 10 years ago. It's going from strength to strength.
Yes, it is. I think there was a few hundred runners the first few years. Running is it's so popular at the moment. It's really come back around now since COVID. We're delighted. As I say, we've had a big waiting list for this event. This event sold out in record time for us. And we also organised the Waterside Half Marathon. So that's already sold out, and that's not to September. And there's a huge waiting list there. So it really is popular at the moment. And it's great that we can have events like this that can, keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and you've a big name over there, Anne-Marie McGlynn, the National Marathon Champion. She's taking part. Anne-Marie actually owns Strabane Athletic Club after taking it over with her husband, doesn't she? It's nice to have someone so accomplished in the world of athletics competing on the local stage as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's why she's getting our number one number tomorrow, Anne-Marie, and she's been so helpful. She online, if runners want, they can see she's given them all tips for racing tomorrow, and just how to prepare and how to get ready. So that's fantastic that we have Anne-Marie supporting the event, and she has done since the beginning of it, and it's a great day for her too. And hopefully she'll come over the line number one as well.
Finally, Jacqueline, do you have any advice for participants in terms of arrival times, parking, etc.?
Yeah, sure. Just be mindful, obviously, the roads that are affected. So the roads affected for tomorrow's race are Railway Street, Main Street, Bridge Street, Ernie Road, the A5 and the junction between Ernie Road and Bradley Way, John Wick Street, Canal Street, Barnhill Road, A5, and Lifford Road, A38, and the N15. So those are roads affected. What we'd say to anybody, whether they're participants or people, spectators, please use the town centre car parks. We've changed this year race start to over at Railway Street. So that's very important. We still have race headquarters at Melvin. So any last minute race pack collectors will go to Melvin, but there is a bit of a journey over then to Railway Street to start the race. So don't head to where we would have before. Make sure there's a change in the start line. And then use Town Centre car parks, John Wesley Street, Lower Main Street, Upper Main Street, Butcher Street, And then the Canal Street car park is open, and that's right beside the race start as well. So just definitely come early. You know, we are going to start, please, all being well, at sharp at 9:28 with the wheelchair race, and then followed quickly by 9:30 with the main runners race. And it's estimated that it'll take about 3 hours to get everybody round and back and in safe. So, yeah, just be prepared.